Rose, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, Amber. Delighted to be here again, another year over.
I know, absolutely. Rose, tell me, how have businesses found the past year in Listowel?
Well, as with everyone, businesses have found it a tough trading year, really. I think the online market has always affected them, but Listowel is a very resilient and innovative kind of group of hardworking business owners. So, you know, there's a lot of pluses. There's a lot of new things happening in the town. You know, our Cleaver Industrial Estate has new businesses opening all the time. The Higgins Waste, and there's gyms, you know, are very popular here in the town, with coffee shops and sports centre. You know, we're very lucky that we have a lot of facilities that draw people into the town for shopping and living. But as you remember last year, the flooding was a big shock to the system 12 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we're delighted that Kerry County Council have started the mitigation works, and they've, you know, they put a lot of work in that, and it's continuing. So it's a big relief for all those affected, you know. So it's been ups and downs, really, for the year, you know, for businesses. But, you know, they work hard.
And I suppose you mentioned the flooding there, and it is great to see that those mitigation measures are in place. And I know it'll take some time for it to get fully done, but it's a nice boost for the residents and for the businesses as well, and gives them a bit of peace of mind, which is great to see. I suppose in terms of the year gone by, maybe, Rose, and some of the projects or maybe standout moments that have been in the town over the past year, what would spring to your mind when I ask you about that?
Well, I think our town is renowned for festivals and events. You know, Listowel this year was particularly successful with the festivals we had. You know, I'll run through them. Like Revival with Bob Geldof was a standout moment for me. Like Writers Week this year, I was back on track with a lot of very interesting and big crowds attending their events. The Storytelling and Food Fair also had record crowds. But I suppose Listowel races and the flooding in the week before, we thought we mightn't have Listowel races for the Harvest Festival, but by God, there were record crowds. I think there were the largest attendance for the week, the 7 days in living memory. So, you know, it gave everyone, businesses and the people, anyone who came, the sun shone, the crack was had. So it was a great week in Listowel in September. So it's given everyone a boost and showed us what Listowel is all about. And it's great to see.
It certainly is. That's brilliant to hear.
I suppose as well, you know, Amber, our tidy towns are the stalwart of keeping Listowel great. And they came up trumps with their gold medal. And sure, to top off the year, then Gavi's won Retailer of the Year, which you know, makes us very proud.
I can imagine, it's fantastic. And those kind of recognitions as well at a high level like that, they're fantastic, aren't they? Because they put a spotlight onto the town and they just show the great work that's being done on the ground in there, but obviously give a bit of coverage to the area as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. We, you know, we have visitors, but we don't, it's local people, local communities, and our hinterland coming from West Limerick and North Cork, coming into Listowel as has made it. We had the little opening. It was built by a local company, Monami, Brian Quill's company, and came in with delivered on time, and everyone's very proud of that. You know, it's on our relief road there, for all to see that it's a local company made good. So, you know, with that kind of bounce, you know, it brings people into town and they'll come downtown, drink their coffee and go to all our lovely coffee shops and restaurants and bars and enjoy Listowel.
They certainly will. And I know there's a number of projects going on, I suppose, in different parts of the county and the country as well, but a lot of them might feed into your own town as well and provide opportunities for Listowel as well. One of them potentially being the Adair Bypass, Rose.
Yeah, I think all those, you know, we're not a cut-off island, so Adair Bypass is coming on stream, and that will mean connectivity for Listowel. Also, the Tarbert Power Station is being redeveloped with 300 jobs in construction. And I think there's a lot of activity in Tralee as well that, you know, has a lot of business upsurge with the MTU and everything. And, you know, it makes Listowel like an easy place to go and access all these very important, you know, business opportunities that are there. And we hope that Listowel will get a bounce from them.
Absolutely, and no doubt that it will. I suppose just before we finish up, Rose, I suppose building on the work done this year and looking ahead maybe to 2026, what do you feel might be some of the main priorities for the town for the year ahead?
We work closely with Kerry County Council, and they're great to give us our community support funding. There's a public realm upgrade of our historic Georgian Square, the middle of the town, which would make it more, you know, which would increase its attractiveness for tourism. And also they're trying to get a new vision for the park to expand sports facilities and maybe camper facilities going ahead. That'll be happening in 2026. So we're looking forward, like, for everyone to visit Listowel. We have our voucher scheme, everything Listowel vouchers, which is always very popular for gift giving. And Listowel, we're always looking for volunteers in our business and community alliance. So we'll be making contact with everyone in the new year to see what plans we can make and to make Listowel a better place to live and work in.
Fantastic. Well, Rose, continued success to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.